Hello, my name is Patrick Litchfield. I want to tell you about the Kronos 6000 fully automatic. The camera that makes all the decisions for you. Automatic flash, light meter, and focus. The Kronos 6000 is so advanced you don't even have to point it. Automatically, it selects the subject you've chosen, snaps it, then trots off to the chemist, pays for the pills, and visits all your friends and bores them senseless for you.
Son of Cliché, written by Rob Grant and Doug Naylor, starring Christopher Barry, Nick Maloney, Nick Wilson. Music by Peter Brewis.
Spanish television presents
ASSO.
ASSO, Spanish detective.
It was 4 a.m. I stood naked on the balcony, looking down at some people looking up. Carimalimas, some dirty city. I pulled on a cigarette and gulped down some more coffee. What could be better than Spanish cigarettes and Spanish coffee? Except maybe having your whole body vigorously rubbed by a man with a cheese grater. Some case this had turned out to be. I looked at the woman in my bed. She was sleeping soundly. No wonder. I had given her the best 2 minutes of her life. I called her name softly.
Mother.
Her name was Jane Mother. Some funny name. I had to go. Silently, I slipped a pair of socks down the front of my underpants. And I pulled on my white flared trousers. As I lined up the edge of my shirt collar with my shoulder, I started to think back to the beginning of this case. I was in my office, playing my harp. There was a knock on the door. Come in.
Hey, you asshole.
What'd it look like? He was about 5'7", 160 pounds, dark hair. He had the kind of face that said, "Hi, I'm a face."
Louis the Smart wants to see you. He needs something. Says you owe him one.
Where?
By the wharf at midnight. He'll be driving a Spanish car.
See?
A white Paella convertible. He says come alone and don't come packed.
Hey, what harm is a pair of socks down the underpants?
I don't know. Orders.
So, Louis de Schmerck was calling in a favor. Louis was the biggest mafia boss in Torremolinos. He owned 3 deck chairs and the sunglasses. Gee, the sunglasses stand as well. This was not a guy to fool around with. I arrived at the stroke of midnight. Louis? That you, Louis?
Hey, asshole. I helped you out when you were in trouble.
That's right.
So now I'm calling in that favor.
Sure.
Asso, I want you to wash my car.
What? Here? At midnight?
You're not going to back out, are you?
No, no, I'll do it. So, that was the end of another case. What a disappointment. I thought it was going to be exciting with phones or something. But no, it was just a car wash job. I was feeling sad for some reason. I figured maybe I'd go back to Jane. She could make me feel better. But then I remembered. I was still in a flashback and I hadn't even met her yet. What a bummer. See you around.
And now, meet tonight's guest host, the human sound effect on Son of Cliché, Mr. Chip Harris.
Thank you very much. I must just explain, I produce sound tapestries, but I create these audio pictures without the aid of electronic equipment. It's purely my voice and the microphone. The first little vignette I like to call A Journey on the London Tube. Thank you. I woke up one morning. Turned off my alarm clock. And walked downstairs. I fried myself an egg. I buttered some toast. And ate my breakfast. Sip of coffee. Dip one of my little soldiers in the egg. And ate it. I looked at my watch. It was time to go to work. I opened the door. I walked down the gravel path. On my garden hedge, I noticed a man whistling. But right next to him was our old friend. A woman trying to get her little boy to have a wee-wee. At that moment, I noticed the postman next door was having problems. Because guarding the gate was a girl possessed by the devil. I jumped in my car. It was a Toyota. Then suddenly... I'd gone completely insane. Thank you very much. See you later.
Now the continuing saga of two students in their first year at university.
Freshers.
It's really great being a fresher, isn't it? First week of university. It's really exciting.
Well, I mean, I'm quite used to being away from home, you know.
Oh, of course.
So I don't miss my mum much at all, you know what I mean?
What A-level results did you get then?
Hey, listen, I can't remember. What about you?
Oh, I don't think I can remember either. So, did you get in through clearing too then?
I wanted to come here anyway. I mean, this is my first choice, Partick Thistle University.
Me too. I was lucky to scrape in, really. I had to resit my UCA form 3 times. I'm really glad I'm here.
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, they treat you much more like adults, you know. And lecturers are really different from teachers.
Yes, they've all got beards.
No, I mean, you know, it's a more of a one-to-one dialogue relationship, you know.
Got more adult, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's an adult situation.
That's right, they treat you more like an adult, yeah. They don't smack you.
Yeah, well, that's a setup, isn't it?
The thing that I really like about university, though, is you don't have to wear school uniforms. So much more relaxing being able to wear your own casual clothes. Isn't it, Timothy?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can be an individual.
I must admit, I love your bright nylon turtleneck jumper.
Yeah, I like yours too.
Did you get all your clothes from In Gear?
Yeah, well, I mean, they've got so much good stuff in there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, they sell windcheaters and anoraks.
And they sell really great Iron Maiden and Whitesnake patches you can get your mum to sew on the back of your denim jacket for you.
Right.
I wonder who they are.
Yeah, I wonder.
Hey, what do you think of halls, Ben?
It's great, you know, it's great. I mean, it's really great having your own individual room, you know, with the sink and the wardrobe behind the bed, you know, and the little partition. Mm. And the study table with the little lamp on it.
Yeah, my individual room's like that too. Have you got your posters up yet?
Yeah, I mean, I've got some really groovy posters.
Yeah?
You know, they're not the usual kind you see in every student's home, you know what I mean? I think it's important to be that little bit different.
What you got then?
I've got a Desiderata poster. A chimpanzee sitting on a toilet. And a girl rubbing her bottom with a tennis ball.
Yes, I've got them.
But I've taken the last one down because the girls told me it's sexist.
I have too. You're a feminist then, are you?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I think you've got to be these days if you want to sleep with any girls.
Why, have you slept with any girls? I mean, this term. this week. Today.
I can't really remember, actually. Why, have you?
I'm not really sure.
Oh, my God, is that the time? I better get back. I've got a lecture first thing tomorrow at 3:30 in the afternoon.
That's funny, I'm doing sociology too.
This is your captain, Abdullah Fetterman. Welcoming you aboard Air Egypt Flight 637 for Cairo. Please have a pleasant flight, spend a lot of money, and return quickly, you English pigs. In 2 hours precisely, we will be landing in Cairo, Egypt. Egypt, famous for its pyramids, its ancient civilization, and the invention of sodomy. During the flight, our stewardesses will be mingling among you and picking your pockets. If you care to look out of the right-hand window, you will notice how the money disappears from your left-hand pocket. If you now look left, you will notice the air hostess whistling and pretending to act nonchalantly. But now I will just run through the emergency procedure. In the event of any mishap befalling the plane, will all passengers kindly remain in their seats with their safety belts fastened, leaving the gangway clear so I can run quickly down the aisle and parachute out of the emergency exit. Thank you.
Yes, I believe I am. Thank you.
Right, thank you, studio. First cue music, second cue boys. So quiet, please. And cue.
Night Thoughts with the Reverend Alex Andrews.
You know, people often ask me, if there is a God, why is it he allows so much pain and needless suffering? Well,
Sorry. Are you okay?
Oh, cramp. Nothing to worry about, just a spot of cramp. Sorry. Oh, that's better. Can we take it again?
All right, still loading, everyone. Shut up!
Sorry.
And two.
Yes. Why does he allow this needless kind of suffering? Does he allow it because he doesn't care about us?
Reverend, are you okay?
Yes, I'm all right. Don't worry.
Well, that's a nasty-looking mass of burnt scar tissue.
No. No, please, let's continue.
Okay. Thank you, studio. Shut up!
Why is it he allows so much pain, so much hurt, so much needless suffering?
Can't. The bloody lights fall on him. wine and two sugars. Look, lunch is soon, everyone, as quickly as possible.
Oh.
Get the ambulance, will you?
No, please. Let me finish the recording.
All right, still rolling. Final take before lunch. And you.
So much pain and needless suffering. Is it because he doesn't care about us? Yes, it's bleeding ears. Good night.
And now, meet again tonight's guest host, Chip Harris.
Well, thank you very much. The next tableau I'd like to do for your entertainment. An oral painting entitled A Small Yorkshire Village on a Sunday Afternoon. Thank you. I was walking down the cobbled street in my carpet slippers when I looked up and saw the local colliery brass band. They were awful. Thank you, and now I'm with the show.
David, I'd like you to meet Sergius Polinsky,
the novelist. My God, you are absolutely brilliant. I've read everything you've ever done.
I pulsate with eager rhythmic delight. You should say so. Thank you.
Sergius over here at the moment seeking political exile.
That is, I hope your government will slowly spread their white welcoming thighs and accept me.
I must say, your English is most impressive.
What?
You speak English very well.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Your command of our language is excellent.
Perhaps I am being thick and proud, but I'm not sleeping with you.
Your English.
English? I'm English. I learn myself. I learn from your filthy English dirty galley magazines. They smuggle them into my country.
Oh, wonderful. So, what are your plans for the future?
Well, I plan to insert myself in England. Grow to my full throbbing size as a novelist.
And... and you plan to go on writing about the oppressions of the Soviet system?
Yes. I must rhythmically thrust myself into my new book. It is all about the Stalin enemas.
The purges of the 30s.
Oh, yes. Please. Faster.
Are you at all worried about reprisals from your own country?
Oh, yes. My fear is so big you could hardly get your hand around it.
Another drink, sir.
Yes, thank you. Stop that waiter! He is a KGB agent! He has stabbed me with his meat dagger!
What? Are you all right?
No. I am throbbing and subsiding and going limp. Goodbye, big boy.
Saturday Serials proudly present the more further continuing reasonably exciting adventures of Captain Invisible and his trusty sidekick, the See-Through Kid. This week's episode, Attack of the Vegetarian Piranha Fish. We join the captain and the kid in the kitchen of their secret lair.
Bum, 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 bum. Cap, Cap, breakfast is ready. Time to get up, Captain Invisible. Captain Invisible, I've made your
kid,
breakfast.
I'm
Captain...
already here.
Oh. Oh, sorry, Cap. Well, let's eat. Hey, Cap, would you like some of the breakfast cereal that makes you go to the toilet a lot?
Better make it a double helping, kid.
Okay.
Being a superhero, constipation is my worst enemy. I need to be able to think clearly and move freely at all times.
Right, Cap. I'm going to have 3 portions.
No, kid. Because no superhero can afford to be too regular. You won't have time for your duties, or rather, you won't have time for anything else.
Oh, gee, Cap. I've got so much to learn. Talking of which, I think I'll turn on the invisible radio.
That's by Dowes.
Sorry, Cap.
We interrupt this silly music for an important news bulletin. A sensation in Cosmopolis today as Hamster Man, Pimple Boy, Budgerigar Girl, and the Human Swing Pool, together with other members of the Legion of Stupid Heroes, have all been kidnapped. Silent Man was unavailable for comment. But now return you to the silly music, although you'll probably turn off.
Weird.
Very weird. Look out!
What?
The room is vibrating.
Oh.
There's a strange humming sound. It's almost as if we're being trapped in some kind of trans-dimensional transporting device.
You mean the strange vibrations and the weird humming sound?
Yes.
Well, that's just the washing machine. It's gone into the tumble dry sequence.
Oh. No, wait. That was right first time.
Oh! Oh! We're being held through space.
Oh, all of history is passing before us, kid. Look. Look over there. There's the Roman Empire.
There's the ancient civilization of Egypt.
There's the Simon D. Show.
We've landed. What is this? It's some sort of strange arena, Captain Invisible.
My gosh, kid. This can only be the work of one man. The most depraved, deranged, kink lunatic in the universe. The evil Dr. Naughtiness.
Welcome, Captain Invisible. We've been expecting you. Hello? Captain Invisible? Are you there, dammit?
Yes, I'm here, Naughtiness.
I've been expecting you. To amuse myself, I've decided to pit the Legion of Stupid Heroes against each other in the Super Olympics. For the winner, life. For the loser, death. For the runner-up, a fantastic Sony Walkman stereo cassette. And for third place, a beautiful cut glass decanter and 6 sherry glasses.
My gosh, Naughtiness. Is there no end to your naughtiness?
And so, the captain and the kid are pitted against each other in the Olympics of death.
Well, kid, I don't know how, but we managed to win the Olympics of death.
Yeah, but most of the heroes of the stupid Legion have been wiped out, Captain Invisible. Sticky back paper man, bucket woman, and the human spoon.
Even our, sob, old buddy, Captain Yogurt. His sell-by date's up.
Cap, there's just one thing I don't understand.
What's that, Sifu?
What happened to that really exciting scene that should have gone before this one?
That's something we'll probably never know. And now, for the final time, human sound effect, Chip Harris.
Thank you. Oh, that is nice. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the show. One last audio picture, a recreation of the magic of Torville and Dean. Thank you. Good night. Thank you.
huge roar goes up as the final whistle blows on... Son of Cliche, let's take a look at the seven-man lineout. The show star, the vastly experienced, unflappable Chris Barry. What a cool customer he is. Number two, Nick Maloney, all 6 feet seven of him, the perambulating lighthouse of the Son of Cliche three-quarter line. And finally, young Nick Wilton, the diminutive home county schoolback. Fair burst of speed, paddles along fairly quickly. And as we enter the second quarter of the closing credits, the show is written by Rob Grant and Doug Naylor. There they go, the engine room doing the needful. The music was by Peter Brewis. Turns up time to time again sporting that mainly Mozart t-shirt. And the man in the middle today, producer Alan Nixon, this huge lion-hearted Scotsman. He's got a man-eating stride. They call him the Butcher. No one knows why.
Well, that's the end of the show. We're going to do something now that we don't normally do because it isn't, we must stress, it's not our policy, this is an exception, to reply to listeners' letters. But we're going to make an exception tonight for Mrs. Fisher, who comes from Essex, because Mrs. Fisher is the mother of the continuity announcer who's coming on next. And basically, she wants to know, why don't you get in touch since you moved to London and got a job with the BBC? She is your mother, after all. She isn't well. I mean, I know you're busy. But maybe just a little card on Mother's Day, you know, to remember her birthday, something like that. Some flowers. A few pence towards her operation wouldn't have gone amiss. And you know, she can't come down and see you because of the pain, for one thing. And all she wants, I mean, she doesn't want much, is for you just to say, you know, on the air, hello, I love you. Hope to see you soon. So go on, do it. Don't be heartless. I mean, it sounds to me like you've got too big for your boots since you've become a continuity announcer. Huh? Something to be ashamed of, loving your mum and showing it.